Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post, and other distinguished publications. A conversation with Mike Pompeo, a Kansas congressman, and then a member of the House Intelligence Committee looking into the what turns out to be the hoax of Russiagate in the 2016 election, then director of the CIA for the Trump administration, and then the Secretary of State for the Trump administration, traveling the world. And now the question mark, what next for Mike Pompeo? Selina's conversation suggests that he has not made up his mind about running for public office. However, Selina, Mike Pompeo is extremely well prepared for international affairs and domestic affairs. I left out the bit where he graduated high in his class, maybe number one at West Point. He has a resume that is the envy of any other politician. What is your intuition about his prospects to be on that stage in August in Milwaukee when the Republicans begin their debate process to choose a nominee?
Well, I mean, I think that Pompeo is highly qualified for this position. He's highly knowledgeable, and despite all of those sort of expertise in intelligence and foreign affairs, he's also a guy from Kansas. So he kind of knows and gets the middle of the country. And the problems that people in the middle of the country experience, which are very different than his foreign policy credentials. So I think he's a well-rounded candidate. I don't know, if he ultimately decides to go, but certainly he has the qualifications to be formidable, especially on the debate stage.
And in Pennsylvania and in Ohio, let's say the middle of nowhere, Mike Pompeo is a man who speaks the same language as you mentioned. He represented Kansas, and the same language is what? What is it that Mike Pompeo's message for the people, where the election will be determined, your beat, what is his message?
I think he understands the challenges of what's going on with our economy, but he also understands the challenges that are going on with things like the border and the fentanyl crisis. Fentanyl's gotten worse, not better. The addiction is worse, not better. You need someone who has a command of understanding the consequences of having and the dangers of having an open border.
Mike Pompeo, not yet a candidate for the presidency. Selina Zito's interview is revelatory, but we'll look to the field as it gathers. Right now, there are 3 candidates who've announced, and there'll be many more before August. We turn to another piece that Selina's published that's fun because the Pennsylvania legislature, only Selina understands it. The Senate is one thing and the Assembly is another. And as I understand, the Assembly was always going to be even Steven because of a decision by a Democrat to leave his party and become the speaker without affiliation. But now complicated the more for a pending resignation by a member of the Democratic Assembly and anticipating a special election for a Republican-dominated seat. We're looking at an even count in the Assembly. Is that a problem for the governor, Selina?
It depends on how the problem is that both of these bodies, the Republicans and the Democrats, are divided within themselves. So getting a coalition of lawmakers to support something, that's where the challenge is. Now, Shapiro may be smart and lucky and I would say that Josh has been both throughout his career. And, you know, he may be able to do the unthinkable and pass legislation with 50% of the Democrats and 50% of the Republicans. All I can say about Pennsylvania right now is grab your popcorn, because it's going to be a spectacle.
I want to emphasize that this is a resignation of a member of the Democratic Party from Delaware County. It's no special attachment to the Democrats. The charge is that he abused his authority and abused another member of the legislature, male, female. The charges are not contended by the assemblyman, and he is leaving. I'm presuming that the party who was attacked has been satisfied that this is adequate and that there's not a wider problem in the assembly. Is that a fair generalization, Selina?
Yes. However, the person that the several women that he was inappropriate with, I'll use those words, were all Democrats. There were a couple Republicans, but they were all female Democrats, and the Democrat majority leader sat on this since 2019 and let him be in office. That's a problem.
Yes, and Josh Shapiro is the man for the office. The reason and I speak of Josh Shapiro so winningly is that he's from the same place I'm from Montgomery County. I feel like I finally have a governor. It's been a long time. The other part of the assembly is that it's been extremely contentious. Is there any indication, given the decision by the new speaker, that it's less so for this session?
No. In fact, at the end of the day, it looks like Republicans by the end of May will now have the majority. So there'll be another new speaker again. And
Selina Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, the Washington Examiner, especially her Middle of Somewhere column reporting on the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.